Dad Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest. We have Francois Palais, and he is the author of a book called Night of Destruction, The Stooges and Other Stories. Say hello, Francois.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, you have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I saw on your Facebook post that you're playing some instruments.
Yeah, I actually play bass and guitar.
Oh, wow. Did you ever go in a band?
Yeah, I've been in a few bands in the last 10 years. I had a couple bands going.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, and then I decided to sort of quit that and focus on other projects and other things like that.
Okay.
And I was in a Celtic rock band for about a year or two.
What's the name of the band?
It was called Stars and Ivy.
Stars and Ivy.
Yeah.
And, oh, okay.
And we played around town, and I was a drummer at the time.
Yes.
And the band kind of just decided to call it the quits. You know, people were moving away, but it was a good project.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was
okay,
good.
So you were drumming, but I saw you playing like piano and stuff. So, what was your first instrument?
My first instrument was playing piano.
Okay.
And my parents actually, I was lucky enough to have them get me into it. And I decided to switch to guitar later. But piano was my first instrument, really.
You said your parents got you into it, right?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom, yeah.
And my cousin. And they said, let's see if he's got a talent for piano, which I did. And eventually, I got into the rock and roll, and Nirvana came out in the 90s. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just put this away, pick up the guitar. But I think the piano really helps with music in general.
You know? Yes. And what inspired you to become a writer?
Well, I always wanted to write a book. And a couple years ago, I decided that, you know what, I should write a book on something I'm really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So I love music. And I thought, what's a band that I could pick apart and really try to discover again, rediscover?
Mm.
So I thought, you know what, Iggy and the Stooges, that's it. So I decided to self-publish this book a couple years ago, went through a few revisions, and this is the final one, and I'm really happy about it. And a couple people helped me out with it. So it's been a pretty good ride.
You know? Awesome, yes.
Pretty cool.
And we're going to play a Stooges song. Tell me about this song called Down on the Street.
Well, I think Down on the Street's a really good kind of powerhouse Stooges song because it really captures the sound of the band for me, and it's one of many songs, honestly, but it's just it's got a lot of heaviness to it. It's got a lot of groove to it, and I always like that song.
Right here on CJSF.
Floating around, I'm a real old
Yeah, that was Down on the Street by the Stooges. All right, and we are back with Francois. So, Francois, yeah. Is it French?
Yeah.
Do you speak any?
I speak some French, yeah. I'm half French, mm-hmm. actually. And a lot of people mix up my name at the Starbucks a lot.
Oh, yeah? What do they say?
Oh, they say they can't say it or they get confused. So I just say, just call me Frank.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, half French, and that's the name that I decided that I wasn't going to use in my book just because
right.
I wanted to use my pen name, which is Jean F. Palais. It just had a neat ring to it
mm-hmm.
when it was, like, on the print cover.
Yes.
So Jean Francois or Jean Francois, and then I just put, when it came out to publish, I just said, yeah, Jean F. Palais sounds pretty good.
Yeah, perfect. Okay,
yeah.
So when you're searching for the book.
Yeah, you could search the name or you can search the title.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to read a little
sure.
excerpt from your book. And
okay.
What chapter are we going to?
This one is called 1971 Transformation. Okay. Here we go. In the beginning, there was Iggy Stooge, and then there was Alice, and then David. But the strangest of these has always been Iggy. By the end of 1970, the Stooges were at a turning point, and by 1971, Elektra Records had dropped them, and they were in the way dead. But a pot was being brewed for another beginning that would start with a chance meeting for Iggy, and then in 1972, a flight to the UK. After Tony DeFries, David Bowie's manager, sporting a cigar and music label stink, took Iggy on as a customer, he got the singer out of the Stooges' contract with Elektra. The plan was to win over Columbia's Clive Davis at a meeting in his office. As Iggy remembers it, Davis asked if he would sing Simon and Garfunkel. Iggy said no. Davis then asked if the singer would be more melodic. Again, no way. Will you do what anyone asks you to do? An exasperated Davis wondered. No, I won't, Iggy said. But I can sing, want to hear? And with that, he leapt onto the exec's desk and belted out The Shadow of Your Smile, the Johnny Mandel pop tune that was a hit for Tony Bennett. That, weirdly enough, sealed the deal for the proto-punk charmer. 1971 was a transition period for the band, as James Williamson was hired during this time, and the band delved into more drugs. The year was filled with various concerts, notably at the Electric Circus in Chicago, where Ron Ashton and Williamson were both playing electric guitar. 18-year-old James Recca was on the bass, looking like a scared deer in the headlights, but up for the challenge. The year ended with the band being completely dropped by the Elektra Records, and Iggy getting an expensive Nikon camera as a gift by Jack Holzman. At the end of the year, Iggy met David Bowie at Max's Kansas City nightclub in New York. This was the beginning of a new friendship that would take the singer out of American obscurity to England the following year. There we go. Thank you.
Excellent read.
Thank you.
All right. And have you been to the Bowie Ball in Vancouver?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fun, actually. I actually helped a friend out play guitar for one of their songs.
Oh, no way.
But this was a couple years ago,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I wasn't sure if they were still doing it or not.
Yeah, they do it every year.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's going to be the 10th year coming January.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. Do you remember what song you played?
I think it was China Girl, maybe?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Moon Age Daydream?
Oh, nice.
One of those.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, and you were telling me
yeah.
that the book, there's some relation to Vancouver. What is this relation?
Oh, well, back in the 1970s, the band came over here and they played in Gastown.
No way.
Yeah, they played in Gastown and they played at it was called the Pender Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they played two nights in 1973. And a friend of mine who's, I don't know if you know him, but his name is David, and he's in No Fun, which is a Vancouver local band for years. And he saw the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, a mutual friend knew him. And I'm like, I got to talk to this guy. And eventually we hooked up and we started, he told me a story about what happened at the shows, and he said it was pretty horrific and scary, but also very entertaining. And of course, Iggy Pop is an entertainer at the height, right? And it made for an interesting interview, so I decided to use it in the book.
Mm.
And there was a kind of a moment where I was like thinking, oh, you know what, this might actually be really fun to include a Vancouver connection with this book.
Yes.
Since I'm from here locally.
Yes.
And so it turned out really well, and I'm glad that he was able to kind of show up and tell me these stories. I think he was like 18 at the time.
Really?
So he said the show was great, and it was just, you know, probably one of his favorite show that he ever saw of any band, I think.
Mm.
And he was really happy to just share his stories with me. And I have a few more stories from other people as well, which is makes the book pretty interesting.
Oh, yes. And yep. Where can people buy the book?
So if they go to Amazon.ca,
mm-hmm.
or just click the title, Night of Destruction, it should pop up on your online feed. And you can order it from Amazon.ca.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we're going to talk about Blinker and the Star.
Okay.
Yes. Tell me about this one.
See, I saw this band back in 2000, mm-hmm. and I saw them at a place called Richards on Richards, which is probably gone.
It's gone, but I remember it.
You remember it?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a fun place. And I always thought this band could have been bigger than they were, mm-hmm. and in the 90s, but they had some success with I think the album's called September Already, and the song Behind the Sliding Doors was my favorite song from that CD, because I was working at HMV at the time, and my boss at the time said, yeah, listen to this, or you get a free show. You know, I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool, when HMV was around. And yeah, I miss those days. It was kind of carefree a little bit, you know, in the music world, a little bit.
Sliding doors of a modern shell. Sails at midnight. rest and find the sun.
Yeah, that was Blinker and the Star from the 90s, yo. And if you love 90s music, there is a show here on CJSF called Noise of Carpet. So we're going to play that show promo. And after that, we have John in the Houses segment.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff, too, on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Thank you, DJ Mehdi. This is John in the House's weekly What Is On in Vancouver's music scene this week from November the 14th through to the 21st. The music in the background is from Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Drunks. Field recordings, a collection of field recordings from over the past 5 years, released November 11th, 2024. On this track list, he had songs Where Is My Happiness, Pick Me Up On Your Way Down, Faded Loves and Memories, Single Girl, You Don't Know Me. So check that out on YouTube. Just Google Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Drunks field recordings. What Is On, music events off Facebook. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Unto Others, Hoaxed Spell, November the 16th, 2024, at the Wise Hall. Go check out the Wise Hall. They're an iconic club in Vancouver venue, and we need to support them. Thursday, November the 21st, 7 p.m., Mac Sabbath and the Super Suckers, the Rickshaw Theater, November 21st, 2024, at 254 East Hastings in Vancouver. Tuesday, November the 19th at 7 p.m., Whale, Every Blue Moon Tour. Oh, it's being postponed, so if you bought a ticket, you have to go to the Commodore to get a refund or find out what's happening there. Wednesday, November the 20th at 9 p.m., Roots and Herbs at Number 1 Alexander Street. Monday, November the 18th at 6 p.m., King Diamond at the Vogue Theater. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Frankie Hidalgo and the MVPs at Number 1 Alexander Street. Tuesday, November the 19th, 7 p.m., Richard Clayderman, 40% promo code after landing at the Orpheum Theater. Tomorrow, 10 p.m., Tristan Fung at Number 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 9 p.m., Viper Central at Number 1 Alexander Street. Today, Ground Up featuring Meridian at Number 1 Alexander Street. Tuesday, November the 19th, 7 p.m., Jimmy Brown, Love 2, North American tour at the Hollywood Theater. Tonight, 7 p.m., oh, you can still go see a show during our show, Jonah Yano and the Heavy Loop at the Fortune Sound Club. Thursday, November the 21st, Dino Groovin at the fabulous Morrissey Pub on Ravel's Entertainment District. This Saturday at 9 p.m., Death From Above, 1979 tickets at the Vogue Theater. Monday, November the 18th at 9 p.m., Arson Shumokov at Number 1 Alexander Street. You have to go and check that blues musician out. He's personally, I've seen him play, and he's just amazing. I may even be there. This Saturday, 8 p.m., Ruin Lust Ceremonial Bloodbath Scalding Extensive Slaughter at the Cobalt. I'm running through Facebook events, but you can as well. I'm going to move on to the Roxy event. What is on at the fabulous Roxy? Next week, Wednesday, November the 20th, the Roxy and Live Acts present White Diamond, Luke Rosmo and the Dreamers, and Pattern Lividity. The doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. And they usually have fabulous house bands after that event, so stick around, enjoy the Roxy Cabaret. Thursday, November the 21st, Drew Story, Autopilot, and Jay Bing. Doors at 8 p.m., $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Oh, next Saturday, November 23rd, it's Roxy Presents the Taylor Swift Dance Party. Doors at 7 p.m., dance party 7:30 to 10 p.m. And then on the Sunday, November the 24th, come on down to the Roxy and learn to line dance with our talented instructors and live band. Doors at 9 p.m., line dancing starts at 9:30 p.m. Well, that looks it for the Roxy this week. Check out the Roxy. They have great events there. This is John in the House's weekly song. It is by Vanessa Nose, Canadian professional singer-songwriter. Ness is a siren of song and story. Her new song, Welding, is out now. Written and recorded, produced, and mixed by Ness Nose as part of EP Glimmers. She has a show coming up on Friday, November the 22nd at the KW Studios Orchid Orchestra EP release show featuring Anna Katerina. Starts at 8 p.m., ends at 11 o'clock p.m. Doors at 7:30, $15 in advance, and at the door is $20. KW Studios and Karoko Dance Theater Society, located at 111 West Hastings Street in Vancouver. So you're at the show, you can buy tickets online. Enjoy John House's weekly song called Wielding by Ness Nost. That's Ness Nost, N-O-S-T. Enjoy the music. Be safe. One last show is in New Westminster at Bullies Studios, utility provider. And I recommend you go check them out at Bullies on Thursday, November 21st. I may be there. Goodbye.
Crashing.
the beautiful voice of Ness Noss. And here at CJSF, we love to promote female artists. Mm-hmm. And Francois, yep. You know a female artist that's local. Tell me about Jenny Doyle.
Yeah, Jenny is a friend of mine. I met her a couple years ago. And she does emceeing at the shipyards. So if she's listening to this, she might be like, yay. Thanks for the plug.
Yes, at the shipyards, it happens every summer. You go to North Van, they'll always post. They have tons of bands.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands that play, and she's in a band called Venus and Mars. I know she has another project going as well, and she's very busy and a talented person, yeah.
All right, we're going to play her song, I Got You Covered.
I got your back, I'm yours forever, and that's a fact. If you're in trouble, if you should ever fall, I wanna be the first one that you call. Before I met you, I was a mess, I was so broken, I must confess. But since the day you came sweeping in, I'm more in love than I have ever been. And I'm gonna be the one to hold you tight. And I'm gonna love you morning, noon, and night. There ain't no other. You are the only one I can't remember. Boy, you're so sexy, you're so damn fine. I call you Winnie, 'cause you're my bear, and I wanna be your honey all the time. It's all those little things that you do that lets me know your love is real and true. I feel so lucky that you're my guy. I'm gonna love you till the day I die. Times get hard, I'll always love you like Whitney in the Bodyguard. And I'm gonna be the one to hold you tight. And I'm gonna love you morning, noon, and night. There ain't no other. You are the only one I can't remember having this much fun. I'll be your rock and I'll be your lover. I got you covered. I'll be your rock and I'll be your lover. I got you covered.
Nice. I got you covered. What? Jenny Doyle. Yes, check her out at the shipyards in the summertime. All right. Have you seen any concerts lately?
I haven't seen any shows, but the last show I saw was The Cult.
Oh, nice.
That was in either, I think it was 2022, and they just played here in Coquitlam at the, was it the River Rock?
Right. Yeah, I've seen them a few years ago, and they were amazing.
It was an incredible show. Everyone sort of rushed the stage when they came on. Mm. And I think they played there 2 years ago. They did two shows. And it was, for me, it was great because the guitar player is one of my favorite guitar players, right? So mm-hmm. I was able to, like, go right up to the stage and just, like, he was so close to me.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh, this is such a great moment. And the whole band played really well. There's only a few members of the band that are just original members. Mm-hmm. And when they finished the show, they said, thank you, Vancouver. We love coming here, but we haven't been here in a while. And, you know, we're just getting back and going. And everyone was like, well, you played great. You guys, you didn't miss a note. It was just amazing. So I saw that show. And I think I haven't seen too many. Have you seen anything?
No, but I remember the last time I did go to the Cult. Yeah. They had their merch, drumsticks. I bought like a drumstick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Is there a particular brand that you love?
I don't have a particular brand since I just haven't been playing drums for a while. But
how about for your guitar then?
Like strings?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, Ernie Ball strings are good. Yeah. I like those.
Okay, well, we were talking about, a few different musicians and bands that you were listening to back in the day. And
right.
Wings was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wings, I sort of just started listening to Wings. I mean, the Beatles before Wings, of course.
Yes.
But Wings more or less in the last few years, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't really been a fan up until like a few years ago. And then one of my friends had posted something on Facebook about a new box set that they just released.
Okay.
And I just like, okay, I'll give it a try. And of course, it was an amazing, you know, it's an amazing song and the record. And and just the band with Paul McCartney as a solo artist. with Linda McCartney and I almost like this is like almost better than a lot of the music out there right now. I don't know, like some of these old, you know, 70s bands, they just they still hold up.
Yeah, love wings. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get to a break, and after that, we're going to play the Wheel of Spiel.
Ooh.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
And we're back with Francois. Okay,
hello.
And we got the Wheel of Spiel in front of him, and we're going to get him to spin it.
All right. This is interesting. Okay. Here we go.
Go for it.
All right.
Learning. Okay, so what have you been learning these days? Are you learning anything new? Are you doing anything new?
Let's see here. Anything new?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Let's see here.
Or what do you want to learn anything for the New Year's?
Oh, I'd like to maybe learn how to surf. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I've always wanted to learn how to surf. And I recently got like a necklace and it has a surfboard on it.
Wow.
So I bought it.
Yeah.
And I've been wearing it, not today, but
yeah.
I don't know, something about surfing and the ocean and kind of like riding waves really appeals to me. Although I've always been kind of like cautious about getting on a surfboard just because I just need to take a lesson. And
mm-hmm. Are you a good swimmer?
I'm a good swimmer.
Okay, so you got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone says, oh, you'll get, you know, it's too dangerous or it's this and that, but you don't know until you try.
That's right. And they do surf here. And yeah. I see people at the English Bay, right?
Oh, really?
I think so. Like, I don't know. I see people with their surfboards. I don't see them.
Oh, maybe it's like, is it stand-up paddleboard?
Oh, maybe it's something else.
Are
okay.
they standing on it?
But yeah. I do see the paddleboard, too. Yeah. Have you ever done that?
I've done that.
Oh, okay.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And in Tofino, they do it.
Right.
Right?
Okay, so Tofino's, they got the big waves, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Spin the wheel.
Okay. Here we go.
Sports. Any sport? Well, that's kind of like a sport thing, isn't it?
Or yeah, that is sports. Should we maybe?
Okay, spin it again.
Okay. All right. Work.
What do you do for work? Because I know you told me, but you haven't told the listeners you have an eBay store.
Oh yeah, that's true. I wear many hats, mm-hmm. and I do have an eBay store, and I sell collectibles online. But my main day-to-day job is a EA or education assistant, and mm-hmm. I work in Burnaby, and I've been doing that for about 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
And so I work with the kids, and you know, sometimes I meet a kid and they're interested in music, so that's always fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 All right. Spin that wheel.
All right. Here we go. Pets.
Pets. You got any pets?
I don't have a pet, but I have the upstairs neighbor has a dog that always comes and visits me.
Oh, okay.
And I just slide open my sliding door and she comes in and, you know, comes in and spends like an hour there in my apartment and then goes back upstairs.
What a nice dog.
Yes.
Very, very well behaved.
It's very community-based, pet-friendly, you know, the landlord upstairs is really nice. So.
What's the dog's name?
Her name is Lily.
Lily. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to play another song of your song picks, Death Cult. Tell me about this one called God Zoo, the album's Ghost Dance.
Yeah, this is the band The Cult, before mm-hmm. they were The Cult, and this is sort of their post-punk days when they were sort of like new wave-ish kind of band, and they eventually became The Cult in 1984, but I always liked the music they made before.
Mm-hmm.
It's very special and it's different. It sounds a lot different than their kind of hard rock style.
Thank you.
Woo! I love that. That was so amazing. Yes, and we were just talking about the 80s, and I asked him about his hairdo back in the day in the 80s, and you said you had a little bit of spike.
A little bit of spiky hair.
A little bit of spiky hair, yeah. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, so you were telling me that the book that you brought into the studio is a revision.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
I self-published the first edition in 2020, and so it was out already. And what happened was a friend of mine was reading it, and he was like, "Oh man, you should have put this into it, and oh, it'd be great if you could do it this way." And I'm like, "Yeah, no, those are really good." Insights. So I decided actually, you know, to kind of just not change the whole book around, but to add more, because I felt like I felt like something was missing.
Mm.
And I felt like, you know, I want to make this into like a book that has like more pictures, more memorabilia shots, like ticket stubs. And the friend actually said to me, you know what, I could probably help you out with that. And so he was able to sort of do the design layout a bit and get it to where it needed to be. And I just felt like it needed a more of something more. So I decided, you know what, let's do a second revision. And I was like, yeah, this is great. And when it came out, the second revision, I was like, this is the book that I want to be out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So sometimes that happens with books.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then tell me the artwork. Who did the cover?
So the artwork is a drawing by a Japanese artist out of Tokyo, and he's got a Instagram page. It's called NT Gallery, and he just does a lot of drawings of celebrities.
Mm.
So he did one of, I was looking through his Instagram, and he had one of Iggy Pop, and I'm like, wow, I like the way he drew that. And I'm like, you know, so I just decided to message him, and I said, hey, can I use this for my book? And he was just excited. He was like, yeah, please use this for my book. You know, this would be great. And he does like kind of pastoral, or looks like pencil crayon kind of drawings. But, you know, when it came out in the print, it looked really colorful and really, really neat. And a friend of mine, Richard, did the cover. Design, and we put it together, and turned out to be a really neat cover.
Yeah, no, it looks great.
Yeah.
All right. Where can people follow you, Francois?
If you want more info, I'm on Facebook, Francois Palais, or you can follow me on Instagram under the name Dunder Rock.
Dunder Rock.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did you come up with that name?
Oh, well, I got it from The Office. So I was thinking Dunder Mifflin.
Mm-hmm.
So I just changed it to Dunder Rock. And that was kind of, I don't know, it just sounded really neat
and
funny.
It's hilarious. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show, Francois.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with Fall in Love with Me by Iggy Pop. Yes. Oh, tell me why you love this song.
I think it's one of his more romantic songs. And I don't know. I guess I'm a romantic at heart.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining me on the Wham Bam East Van Show. We'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.